Welcome to Breaking Form, a podcast of poetry and culture. I'm Aaron Smith.
And I am James Allen Hall. For those listening for the first time,
we do literary games.
We revisit books that we love.
We gossip.
We do. We interview.
We shade.
We laugh.
And we are not for everyone. Mm-mm. Hey, everyone. This is a Breaking Form surprise.
Yay!
We had a ridiculous conversation about grandmothers and Thanksgiving, and we decided, just for fun, since it's a Thursday and you're at a holiday, some of you may be having very messy family situations and might want to laugh. So we're just going to give you this little show of us telling family conversations.
You don't have to eat Aunt Gina's bad mac and cheese, right?
And you know what I mean by that.
You don't have to fight over, is it pecan or pecan? You don't have to do any of that because we brought the side of cranberry shade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So have fun. There's no show notes. There's nothing.
There's no context. There's no context. This show makes no sense other than we have laughed so hard. And people often want to know what happens before we come on.
Uh-huh.
Mike, you're getting a little taste of it.
Mike who?
Yeah, before we come on Mike at the end of every show.
Is Mike a hunter?
I've never asked his last name, sweetie. He has a last name.
I think his name is Mike. What? If I remember the story correctly.
We will wait until you get in the story. So
that's right.
Happy Thanksgiving. We will have a regular show on Monday. And
we're very grateful for you. God knows what else we'll say. That was funny.
Oh, but I didn't get it finished. So
yeah,
for those of you just joining us, my grandmother used to be a greeter at Walmart after my grandfather killed himself. which James is like, which is sad. So but then
the way a life can go.
Then, like somebody told me recently at this place, I don't want to say where the place is, they just got promoted to like a manager, and I thought, oh god, it sounds awful.
You have to manage a yeah, home goods store.
I just thought it sounded terrible. Uh-huh. But so
yeah,
I was telling you.
Yes, you were.
So she had a whole life. She loved, loved working there. So
she loved working at Walmart.
She did 18 years.
Did she work there?
I think she needed a life.
Wait, like, how old was she when your grandfather killed himself?
22. I'm kidding. He was 58. So I bet she was like a little bit older. So,
oh, okay. All right.
So she didn't die until she was in her 80s.
Okay.
So, but they kind of like, I definitely think she was a woman. They're like, God, I wish she'd fucking retire. I think she's one of those.
She's like, oh, I found my freedom at Walmart. You know,
she did.
Yeah.
And she had friends. So like, and then I was telling you that my dad took her name tag and put it in her coffin with her, which now that I think back about it is a little weird. Like really.
I'm just like, I would come back to life just to throw that out of my coffin. Do you know what I mean?
Well, but she liked it. And then the women that came through that worked with her, they were all crying. They were crying like more than like her nieces and nephews. And I was like, this kind of everybody standing there trying to be like, make sad face, like bad actors, who can't cry. They just like make sad face. Yeah.
The only way this story could be any sadder is if, like, her name tag, her Walmart greeter name tag was like misspelled.
or had stickers on it.
Or had like a cum stain on it. Yeah.
That would be like, go Bama. I'm still not getting to the main point. There's still a point.
Wait, there's a point to the story?
Yes.
It's not about the sadness of life and how it carries.
No, you took it that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, listeners, but we're probably going to leave this in because I just feel like it.
It's amazing.
So. Someone called her, and one of her jobs was to page people. Like, they would call her, and she'd be at, like, somebody in electronics, you're needed over here. So she would do that. So one day she also answered calls at the store and they page people before cell phones. You like, you know, is my brother there? You know, so somebody called.
It's my brother.
Oh, Mark, can you?
He's probably in the dishes. He's probably trying on big hats.
And he's buying a Freedom Isn't Free t-shirt.
Oh my God. He's probably going to shoot up a squirrel. Can you see if he's there?
It's like, I think he came to buy a lot of ammunition. Tell him to get some milk too. Oh my God.
Paper as well.
Oh, don't worry. I brought my own reusable bags.
Oh my God. All right. So she's the voice of God in Walmart.
Yes.
Yes.
So somebody called her one day and asked her to page somebody. Okay. Mm-hmm. The guy's name was Mike Hunt. So she had never fall for that. So my grandmother's Walmart going, Mike Hunt, paging Mike Hunt. And of course, everyone thought it was hysterical. So the way it got even more hysterical is that she told us the story at Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh my God. Well, it is almost Thanksgiving. It's a week away. And I have a great grandmother Thanksgiving story for you, too.
Okay.
So my grandmother, one time, my grandmother, was, I don't know, in her 70s at this point, she, her best friend lived at a retirement facility, right?
What were their names?
My grandmother's name is Ruth Betty.
Is she still alive?
No, God, no.
Oh, you said is. That's why I didn't know.
Well, okay. Yeah, but that is still her name. I mean, she's decaying in the ground, but that's her name. So her name is Ruth Betty. And her best friend at the time who lived in this assisted living facility in Homestead, Florida, was Esther. This was Esther 2. She had a friend, Esther, before, but Esther 1 died.
This is Esther 2.0.
Yeah, this is Esther 2. So she brings Esther to Thanksgiving one year, and Esther, too, was a drunk, like, who brought her own, like, Listerine and probably had it spiked and, like, hid it in her bathroom and would, like, go into the bathroom. She went to the bathroom 15 times.
Didn't she just have a cocktail downstairs? Why did she have to drink?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. But that, I guess, maybe that was her preferred delivery system.
Because I'm just like, why don't you just say I'm going to have a glass of wine
that's
and
not
be done
even
with
the
it?
Story.
This is what happens when we talk, because I didn't get to my point either about Mike Hunt.
Your cunt is pointless. Anyway, so my cunt to electronics, my cunt to the depilatory aisle. So, well, all right. So Grandma Ruth Betty arrives in her car, which is like a jalopy is what we would call it. She arrived with Esther too. And I went out to like greet my grandmother. I was the Walmart greeter in this story, I guess.
And not all heroes wear capes.
And I noticed that my grandmother, like someone had carved the word bitch into my grandmother's car on the hood of her car. And I was like, Grandma, do you know your car is a little scarred? And she said, yes, I know. That's how my grandmother talked. That's my grandmother's impression.
Okay. I didn't know your grandmother starred in an American Tell. She sounds like a little
Feifel.
A little mouse. He's fine. I guess Feifel had a pitchier tone, but still.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Also, do you know that the theme song for American Tell won like Song of the Year?
Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, somewhere out
shit.
There. Bitch,
I know shit.
So, okay. All right. So I'm like, Grandma, you have to tell me the story. Like, how did this word end up on your car? And she said, well, I'm not going to do her voice anymore. But she said, because it'll take all year.
Yeah, I was like, this is going to be a long story.
It's going to be a long story. She's like, well, let me tell everybody. So at the table, she tells the story. So apparently Esther 2 had this friend. So she, I was like, where'd you meet this friend? And she was like, I met her at church and she developed a bond with me. I was like, what do you mean a bond? She was like, well, she just became really jealous of everyone. And I was like, what kind of church? What denomination church did you meet her at? She's like, I don't know the denomination, but it's like, what kind of church was it? And she was like, it was a gay church, okay? It was a gay church. I was like, okay, great. Uh-huh. She's like, yeah. I'll talk to anybody. I didn't know this woman invited me to church. And so I went with her and I didn't know it was a gay church. And I was like,
I didn't know she was asking me out when she took invited me to gay church.
Yes, exactly. Let's go see Jesus and also maybe have some cunnilingus afterwards, right?
You mean sonnilingus.
Oh God. Oh. So this woman becomes really attracted to Esther too. And Esther too is not gay. Esther too.
It's always, right. Yeah.
It's always these straight women just like hanging out on the vine, just
at the gay church.
Just teasing the lesbians, right?
No, I admit we always fall for like the straight and available person.
What would we call that? Clit teasing?
or worshiping.
Well, so anyway,
she was a church.
Yeah. Well, no, Esther too would be the clit teaser, right?
Just went to church. She didn't realize that she was going to bring her hot ass.
She went for Ephesians, not lesbians. Yeah. You know,
she's going to walk out with bitch on her car.
Right. So, so my grandmother is Esther's best friend. So they go everywhere together. So the woman who lived at this facility, you know, at the same facility as Esther too, like started noticing my grandmother's car coming to pick her up. And she keyed my grandmother's car.
Wow.
Bitch.
And all of these are grandmothers.
They're all grandmas in this story.
I would watch this show. In a fucking second, this kid's story gives me life.
It's amazing, right? So I'm like, Grandma, so you're like the other woman? Mm-hmm. And my grandmother just got this sparkle in her eye and she smiled and she said, who knew?
Oh, that is so great.
Isn't that awesome?
I love that.
My older brother's like sitting there shirtless with his feet drawn up in his chair, stabbing his like turkey with a Bowie knife. And my grandmother's talking about being the other geriatric girlfriend woman.
Bringing your brother in just made it particularly sad.
It was just weird.
Happy breaking form Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Well, my sister also called my grandmother a whore once jokingly at Thanksgiving. I'm not kidding, but it was like, it was a joke, but my dad didn't think it was funny because they were saying something. Are you still there? You're blowing your nose. She was like, somehow my grandmother, like, I don't even remember the story, but it was something innocuous. Like she said something like, oh, and I bumped into that man and I felt so embarrassed. Like something just telling a story. And Belinda's like, we all know it's because you're a whore. Like she just said it. And then like, we all kind of laughed it off. And later dad was like, did you call your grandmother a whore? I mean, it was like, shit got real.
Oh, that's amazing.
Belinda's in high school. I was in middle school. I mean, years ago.
I cannot believe Belinda did that.
I came here for two things: to suck some hard candy and suck some dicks.